Good morning, everyone. So this morning I thought we would talk about the small topic of God's generosity. I think we could probably spend an entire year on that topic and still not complete the resources that would be available for that. But this morning I would like for us to focus on God's generosity and use maybe a text that might not be that familiar or might not be associated with the Christmas season in particular, but also with God's generosity. So I'd like for us to look at Paul's letter to the Romans, the 10th chapter. We'll be reading verses 8 through 13. Hear these words. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the message of faith that we preach. Because if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and in your heart you have faith that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It is the heart that has faith that leads to righteousness. And it is the mouth that confesses that leads to salvation. The scripture says, all who have faith in him won't be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek, because the same Lord is Lord of all, who gives richly to all who call on him. All who call on the Lord's name will be saved. May the Lord bless us a portion from his holy word. So God's generosity. Now I'm sure, especially during this Christmas season, we could all think of that special gift that we have received or may have received that we really don't feel like we deserve, or we feel like there's no way that we could possibly repay the individual for such a gift. So I imagine many of you have those stories or memories in your own minds about those particular gifts. I was reading an article, actually it happened to be in the Reader's Digest a while back, and it really struck a chord with me with this topic of God's generosity and somebody receiving a gift that they could not possibly return. There's a gentleman who was in his probably mid-20s. He was on his way to work. He daily would ride his bike to the grocery store where he worked. This one afternoon he was traveling to work and he was hit by a car. And he ended up being paralyzed from his waist down. While he was in the hospital recovering from his injury, he had a stroke. And it caused him to lose his abilities in his right arm and his right side of his body. So his family, obviously his mom and his father, who he was still living with, were obviously consumed with this medical debt of, I believe it was over $300,000 a year to help provide him care. So a family friend started this GoFundMe, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with, to help his parents raise money to help care for their son. So this GoFundMe was gathering money and collecting funds for the family. And at the time, the mother read heard a news story about a local 5-year-old boy in their community who was born with cerebral palsy and has never had the opportunity to walk. That family was trying to raise funds themselves to be able to send their son to this special children's hospital in St. Louis to receive a procedure that would help him to be able to walk. So the man's mother shared this story with her son. So her son prayed about it and felt called by God to act. So the funds that he had received up to that time, instead of taking those funds on for himself, he decided to donate all of his funds to this child to allow this child to go to the hospital and to receive the treatment that the child needed to be able to walk. As I reflected on that story, it hit close to me about God's generous gift in the gift of Jesus Christ. Each of us are freely given the choice to accept God's unconditional love for each of us or not. And I think that story highlights the power of God's love that works in our communities still today. So why do we think, as Christians in particular, why do we think it's so difficult for us to accept these unconditional gifts, these gifts with no strings attached type of things? On the flip side of that, why do we think it's so difficult for us to give such a gift without expecting something in return? In a sense, this is what Paul was trying to address to the early church in Rome. The early church was suffering themselves, trying to determine what to do with this gift, or what to do with this person of Jesus Christ. There were some in the old school, the Jewish community, who thought that they must follow the law of Moses. They must follow this law in order to be saved. And of course, in the Gentile community, they were being taught through Paul and others of this new gift of Jesus Christ, that all those who call on the name of Jesus, who confess their sins before Him, will be saved. So there's this tension within this community, and this is what the text that Paul that I shared this morning, that Paul was trying to address with these believers. They truly were struggling with this idea of salvation for themselves. Do we need to follow this law of Moses in order to be saved? Or do we need to follow this person that has of Jesus Christ that Paul and his followers are sharing? If we step back for a moment and look at Paul's letter to the Romans as a whole, Paul really strives to focus on getting us as his listeners, but also as his audience, to understand the very nature and character of God. God is focused throughout this letter on his action for justice for all, both in the past, in the present, and continuing in the future. God's very nature, His righteousness, is revealed in this divine gift of grace through Jesus Christ. It is in this gift that Paul is trying to get us to focus on, to be able to understand this gift of Jesus Christ, to understand that it is God alone who provides salvation. But also, in that understanding, to be able to accept it as well. To be able to accept the fact that there's nothing that we can do to be able to change, in a sense, our fate. To be able to change our eternal life perspective. So can we today accept God's grace? Accept this unconditional gift freely given to us? Now, if we're honest, sure, we can say we can. But if we dig deep in our hearts and we truly think, we realize that we really do not deserve it. Our human nature, our sinfulness, pulls us away from being able to receive that gift. But despite that, despite all of our fallings, all of our shortcomings, God continues to reach out in compassion, in love, in grace and in mercy. So what does it mean for us today as Christians living in the 21st century? What does it mean for us that we accept this unconditional gift of love? Or how can we accept this unconditional gift of love? I think for us, the acceptance part is the challenge. It truly is. And I say that because I believe that our hesitance in accepting fully the gift of Jesus Christ is the fear that falls behind that. Fear in the sense that some gifts that we receive call us towards some future or forward action. We are to use a gift that has been given to us so freely. So how do we use that gift? Or the gifts that God has given us? Well, maybe it could be as simple as giving of your extra time or talents to serve this community, this church, our home. Maybe it could be taking that extra step, going on that mission trip that maybe somebody had been thinking about. Maybe they weren't quite sure that this is the right place to go. Maybe it's taking that extra step to do that. Maybe it's reaching out to that special person or family within our workplaces or our communities that maybe needs an extra hand. Maybe it's giving, like in the story I mentioned earlier. This celebration of the Christmas season truly witnesses God's generosity to all of us. We are free to choose whether to accept it or not. For out of the acceptance, there is a call to action. But with that call to action, we have to remember that sometimes the action may push us in places we're uncomfortable with. It is in those places that we need to be encouraged by the promises that God will always be with us, allowing God's Spirit to open our hearts and our minds. So can we freely accept God's generosity, both individually and as a community of faith? For God promises that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let us pray. This Christmas season, O God, we are given the opportunity to step back and reflect on your generosity towards us. For you knew that we would not be able to fully and truly be faithful followers for you, to you, without the gift of your Son Jesus. So we thank you for his life, for his ministry, for his death and his resurrection, allowing us to be able to come before you and to know that our sins will be washed away and that we might have eternal life with you. For this is in his name and for his sake. Amen.